This has been an ongoing concern now for some time with the residents, and unfortunately it's become a beacon for antisocial behaviour, and indeed the fire service has been called out to the houses on a number of occasions, and both the residents and myself would be very worried that someone is going to be seriously hurt or worse at these houses. So I had the council up recently looking at them and seeing could we secure them a lot better to prevent people gaining entry. But unfortunately, nothing's been done to date. So I brought in the motion at last week's meeting requesting that the council investigate could they possibly locate the owners and put a bid in to buy the properties and restore them and put them back to what they were built for, and that was to provide homes for local families.
And indeed, that would be a positive move for the whole area, as it would put an end to this antisocial behaviour. But as you mentioned, we are in a housing crisis, so this would go some way in alleviating that.
Yeah, it'll on all fronts. As you say, it'll provide social housing, which is very much needed. But it will also ease the concerns of the long-suffering residents of Fairgreen Park, who have been campaigning for quite a while now to have these houses reinstated. And if not that, to be fully secured to stop the antisocial behaviour. And, you know, our fire service have enough to be doing without responding to fires being lit in this abandoned houses. So I don't know if the owners are listening, but certainly I would ask that they would look at what they can do to help the residents, and that the council have said they're willing to look at and investigate the possibility of buying the homes and putting them back into social use. So let's hope that happens very soon.